Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. We have a guest with us who's a singer-songwriter who's just released her debut EP, Hello Stranger. We'd like to welcome to our show today the beautiful and talented Emmy Melly.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
It's great to be had. So tell me a little bit about Emmy Melly. I know you're from Long Beach.
Yes,
which
sir.
Is a beautiful part of the country. I lived in LA and I know Long Beach is absolutely gorgeous.
It's my favorite. It's always going to be home.
Always going to be home. California girl, born and bred.
And
you look quite young. So I'm guessing, are you in college or going to college or did you go to college?
I'm 24. College was in the picture and then was no longer in the picture. I went to community college for a little while, and then I transferred to music school, and then the pandemic happened, and so I took a leave of absence from music school and started putting music out, and since that has seemed to go incredibly well, I didn't end up returning.
Well, how did you handle COVID? I mean, how was that? You didn't get COVID or anything, did you?
You know, I actually did get COVID. I had it on my birthday.
I'm sorry to hear that. Wow. Well, I'm glad you're better now and we're COVID free and
we've all
been vaxxed and all that other happy stuff. Now we're celebrating a brand new EP. Why did you call it Hello Stranger?
Well, it goes in tandem with the intro track being an interpolation of the 1960s song Hello Stranger by Barbara Lewis. But
yes.
I also wanted that to be the title of the EP because I feel that a lot of my audience, a big chunk of my audience, only knows me for one song. And I feel that this project is a reintroduction of myself to them, thus them being the stranger and me being the newcomer. So I thought it was very fitting, you know, to have new music come out after 2 years of not putting anything out. And it's almost like meeting a long lost friend again.
Mm-hmm. So is this debut EP, is there a concept to it, a theme to it? Is there a story that's being told?
Yeah, there is. So it's actually I like to think of it as a coming of age story. Each song kind of documents a year of my young adult life up until now, or rather up until when I finished the project. And so I definitely think that it is a through line. It is a story. It's my journey of dealing with some of the really hard parts of being alone and working through your trauma and coming out the other side, loving yourself more. So I think it's my journey documenting that.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great. Especially nowadays, you know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, women empowerment, girl power, you know, loving yourself and not getting caught up in social media and the negative and the haters and all that stuff.
Yeah, which can be hard.
It can be, especially in your business. I mean, you know, people can be pretty mean when they can hide behind an alias. They can get pretty mean.
Doesn't
take bravery to get you to insult somebody, you know, when you're being an alias.
Not
We're talking with Emmy Melly, who is with us here today on the show. And she's going out on tour. And it's the Bleeding Hearts Tour.
Yes, I'm opening up for Alexander Stewart. I'm actually on tour right now. You're talking to me from Nashville,
which
is my third stop of the tour so far. So it's been really great, and I actually really love being on the road. So I'm very much enjoying myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you like Nashville?
I love it. I've had the pleasure of being able to travel to Nashville back and forth since I was 15, usually for music stuff. And every single time I come, I have a great time. So
Music City, it's a great place to be. Yeah. Emmy Melly is our guest today. And you wrote all the songs on the EP yourself or co-wrote?
I had a co-writer, one co-writer for each song. And the first song is, of course, an interpolation. So I did not write that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the rest
Hello Stranger, you weren't born. You weren't even an idea.
I wasn't even thought of. My
right. Exactly.
My was about 10 years old. So
you better not have been thinking about anything.
That one definitely was all Barbara Lewis, but the rest are written by me and a co-writer.
And you've been influenced by your dad and his taste of music. So you were growing up listening to Motown and the Supremes and some of the old gold stuff. So that plays a role in your music.
Yeah, it definitely does. I think I just really wanted my first project to be a representation of the music that I love, that fuels my soul. And it taught, like I said, it taught me how to sing. Those people taught me how to sing. They sparked my love for music. And it was something really precious that my dad and I shared growing up. And I think I really wanted to bring, you know, the music that brought people together back into the forefront for this era.
All right, Emmy Melly, what are you going to sing for us first?
I'm going to be singing Silence.
Silence.
Yes, the third track on the EP.
Mm-hmm. And what was so silent in your life when you wrote this song?
Well, the irony of that is that there was no silence in my life at that time period, hence Silence. I was actually writing what I needed. You know, I was teaching what I needed to learn, essentially. And so Silence is a track about me finding things that bring me silence.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's listen to it. Silence. Here is Emmy Melly on Border Crossings. Crossings, Emmy Melly, that's called Silence. That is a new song that's on the EP, I assume.
Yes, sir.
Is the EP going to lead to an album?
Oh, yes. That's already in the works. It's been in the works for a little while now. But I'm not going to say too much because I want people to be excited about this project. But it's definitely leading to an album. You know, us artists are always on to the next thing before the first thing has even finished.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Let me ask you this. You don't want to share too much. You don't have to. That's fine. But let's say, what are the top three name choices for the new album, for your debut album?
Oh, okay. I'm torn. I'm torn between The Fifth Element, possibly Phoenix, possibly Birds Will Chirp at the End of the World. They're all kind of very nuanced titles. So I'm really torn, but it's unfinished. The album is unfinished. And I think that when the music comes together, the title is just going to fall into place. You know,
are you the kind of artist or young lady that reinvents herself all the time?
Over and over and over and over. I definitely think that at the core of my being, I will always be me. That will never change. But I do think I consistently evolve and change. change and find new interests and new eras. And I wouldn't say I completely reinvent myself, but I definitely go through phases and eras, that's for sure. And I'm sure my parents can agree with that.
So when you're not making music or at a tattoo parlor, because I see tats all over, when you're not doing those things, what are you doing? What is Emmy like to do in her spare time?
You know what? I actually have a lot of little hobbies. I really like visual art. So I like to paint and draw and read. I'm a big reader. I like to spend time at the beach. Obviously, I'm a coastal girl. I really love being at the beach. I love horseback riding and farms and farm animals. So I'm a total sucker for just going to sit with some horses and feed some goats. I really enjoy, actually, it's kind of a new endeavor that that one of my managers and I have taken on. I really enjoy designing things and coming up with clothing designs, and she's incredible at making them. So we kind of take on some little endeavors in that area too, because I really hope to own a fashion line at some point in my career. And I also was a barista before I put music out, and I am a big, big coffee snob. So I like to experiment with coffee and make lattes, and I've got a bunch of weird little things that I love to do.
Mm-hmm. And if they don't have the little heart inside the cup, you're not interested, right? I mean,
you know what? It actually is hard to do that. It's really hard. And it took me a long time to learn how to do it. And I can still only do it with whole milk. Doing it with the non-dairy milks is just a mess for me. So
We're talking with the lovely Emmy Melly, who is has released her brand new debut EP, Hello Stranger, ahead of the new album. Do you have a time frame for the new album? Next year, this year?
I really hope it's going to be on this side of the year. In fact, I'm going to really do everything in my power to make sure that it is, because I waited a really long time to put this project out. And I don't want to necessarily wait that long for this next one. So fingers crossed it'll be this year.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what did you learn in the 2 years between the last song and the new EP? And you said patience. That's a, you know. I mean, going from 22 to 24 is a big jump. I mean, there's a lot that goes on in that time period.
A lot. And I will say that in a lot of different ways, I'm a different person, a better person, I think. You know, I like to think I keep becoming better. But it was definitely a lot of lessons. A lot of time in between, but I would say the biggest lesson is for sure patience, which I totally lacked. So obviously, I needed to learn it, and I like to think that I have now.
Well, all right, Emmy Melly, would you do another song for us?
I will. This song is called Breakthrough.
Breakthrough?
Yes, Breakthrough.
Okay, Breakthrough. It's Emmy Melly right here on Border Crossings.
Drinking whiskey.
Crossings, Emmy Melly. The song is called Breakthrough off of the Hello Stranger EP.
Yes.
All right. And so what was going on with this song? What inspired this song?
So Breakthrough is actually a song that is based off of multiple relationship experiences that we kind of compiled into one story. And we actually initially started on a different song, a different beat that day, and it just wasn't giving me the tinglies, if you will. And that's kind of how I approach songwriting. If it's not evoking something from me, I'll change. So I asked them to change the beat, and we did. And that at the time was a very stripped back version of what you heard now. It's obviously been put together more, but I said, this song feels like a breakthrough. And so that became the chorus, and the rest is kind of history. Hmm. And the verses came about in a funny way, because me and my producers and co-writer were just kind of hanging out. You know, that's how we approach music. It's just friends having fun and making art. And we were just having a discussion on the worst sign that, you know, we've all dated. And I said, a Virgo. And so the song became just a track about Virgos.
So no more Virgos for Emmy.
No more Virgos for me. No offense, but it's not my taste.
Well, that's the, I guess that's the ultimate challenge or risk of dating a singer, is you might end up as the subject of a song.
Sorry to say it, but you definitely will.
We talked earlier about, you know, songwriting, and you're on the new EP, you collaborated with other writers. Where is the most unique, unusual, or interesting place you ever got inspiration to write a song?
Probably definitely a roller coaster.
A roller coaster? You wrote a song on a roller coaster?
Well, I didn't write a song on a roller coaster. I just had an idea pop in my head while I was on a roller coaster.
Wow.
And then I got a roller coaster and put it in my voice memos. So that I wouldn't forget. Either that, or for some reason, consistently at 4 a.m, from the hours of 4 to 4:45 a.m., my brain is just like singing melodies to itself to keep me from sleeping. And so I'll record them in my voice memos. And then sometimes I listen back to them and I'm like, how did I come up with that? And then other times I listen back to them and I'm like, what the hell is that? So for some reason, 4 to 4:45 a.m. seems to be prime time for my brain to be creative.
Wow. So you're a night owl. When you were younger, did this all this start from writing poetry, or did you start right away writing songs?
Yeah. You know what? When I was younger, I wrote a lot of poetry, and I was a big reader. I was just really, really into books. Mm-hmm. And really loved writing and literature. And so poetry, I just thought was fun. I really just genuinely thought it was really fun to make words rhyme. So I've been writing poetry for as long as I can remember, and eventually just turned into songs. I think I would say at least since I was like 6 or 7, I found some of my journals from when I was that age, and there's a bunch of cute little songs in them. It's really sweet.
Wow. Yeah. To go back and listen to the stuff you wrote, any chance you'd record anything you wrote when you were very young?
No. No? I was definitely just writing random little stuff in my notebook, but it's cute to see.
So Vanessa Carlton's biggest hit is a song that she put in the closet for 10 years and came back to. And, I don't know if you know.
Yeah, I did not know that, but that sounds about right. Sometimes there are secret sleepers that we just keep in the vault for a really long time, and we're like, you know what, I think I want to put this out, or I think I'm finally ready for people to hear this. Mm-hmm. And it turns out to be the one. You know, you never know.
If somebody came up to you, some record label executive, and said, okay, Emmy, you can only be a writer or a singer, which is your preference?
Only
one or the other.
Oh, that's really hard.
I gotta ask the hard questions.
I know. I gotta say singer. I think I gotta say singer. Mm-hmm. Just because it's like a physical release for me, and mm-hmm. it's the one thing that I've loved through and through my entire life. It's been like my one true love and my driving force, my reason for waking up every day. Mm-hmm. It's just a part of me. It's a part of who I am. I don't know what I would do if I couldn't sing. So I'm going to have to go with singing.
All right. We've got Emily Melly on the show, Emmy Melly. And you're going to sing another song for us, I believe.
Yes. This one's called Aura.
Aura. All right. We're going to listen to Aura. And this is Emmy Melly on Border Crossings. Crossing, she's Emmy Melly, and she has aura. She has positive aura.
So Aura is a song that is about how life changes when you glow from the inside, which I think comes from a lot of self-work and a journey of inner healing and truly stepping into yourself and your full potential. And I think that a lot changes for you when you view yourself as beautiful from the inside. I think it starts to ooze out into the outside. And my whole life changed when I made that transformation. And I came to the studio that day and wanted to write a song about how irresistible you become when you truly glow from the inside out. And, you know, your aura turns people's heads, if you will.
I love it. I love it. Well, Emmy Melly's got aura. Taylor Swift's got karma. You're watching Border Crossings here on the Voice of America. And so you are, I guess you are from Hispanic heritage.
I am. Yes. Yes.
Do you speak Spanish?
I would love to say that I do, but unfortunately I'm a no sabo kid. It's definitely something that I work on and have made an effort to work on because it's really important to me to get in touch with that side of myself and to open myself up to the community in that way and be able to communicate with my Latin American fans and you know, embrace that side of my heritage. And, you know, it's not my fault that I wasn't taught the language, but I'm definitely taking it upon myself to continue to learn. So
well, Selena Gomez doesn't speak Spanish either, so don't feel bad.
I do. I wish I did. It makes me upset. I'm like, come on, I can't even speak something.
Well, maybe you'll work on it, and maybe a Spanish album.
I would really, you know what, and that's kind of a driving force behind why I want to, why I'm working hard to learn. I mean, I took Spanish classes growing up, and I can have like a decent conversation with somebody, but it's not like I can speak fluently. And I really want to be able to communicate with my fans and eventually enter the Latin music territory. So it's important to me, definitely.
Well, you're a passionate person, I can tell. You've got a lot of energy and a lot of excitement in your life right now. As we're speaking, you're on tour. It's the Bleeding Hearts Tour, which is in America only, or is it international? Is it a global tour? Are you going out of the U.S.?
This is just a national tour, so it's just the U.S. Oh, you know what? No, it is international. We're going to Canada. What am I saying?
Okay.
National. It's not global, but it's America and Canada. We've got 3 Canadian dates, I believe, and the rest is in America, which is really fun. I love Canada. I got to go to Vancouver on tour last year, and this year we're getting to see Toronto and Montreal. So,
okay, Emmy Melly, thank you so much for being on the show, and I want to give you an opportunity now to let everybody know where they can find you, since people are tuning in all around the world, social media sites, websites. Where can they buy your music? Where can they find your tour dates? Where do they go?
Yes, thank you so much. You can find everything on my socials under Emmy Melly Music. I know it's kind of a tongue twister, but it's just my full name and then music at the end. And all links to everything, shows, vinyls, because I have vinyls on sale. And all that jazz is all on there. And on streaming platforms, it's just Emmy Melly on every streaming platform.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's fantastic. And I hope people will go and buy the new EP, Hello Stranger, buy tickets and see Emmy when she's on tour, wherever she is on tour at the time. Hopefully more international shows will come up. Before you go, the last piece of business, I want you to say whatever it is that's in your heart that you want to say to the international fans who are meeting you for the first time. And I want you to keep in mind that the troops are among our audience as well. So go right ahead and
okay. I will basically just say that if anyone out there is waiting on pursuing a dream or following a dream and doing something that they've always wanted to do, I like to think of my story as proof that, you know, when you live your life every day with passion and intention and love, you can truly, truly accomplish anything. You can accomplish anything you put your mind to and work hard at. And even though it's scary, it's completely worth it. So if there's anyone out there that is debating on whether or not to follow their dream, let this be your sign, if you will.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Emmy Melly, for being on the show. Appreciate your time. The new EP is called Hello Stranger. My name is Larry London. You're watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.